Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
If I sent a rose to you, while every time you make me blue, you'd have a room full of roses. And if I sent a rose of white, while every time I cried all night, if I took the petals and would tear them all apart, you'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a rose. I just want my arms around you. Just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a room full of roses. I just want my arms around you.
And tonight on the KNEL's Hits Radio program, we honor country music legend Mickey Gilley. Mickey Gilley passed away this past Saturday at the age of 86. A true country music legend and certainly a pioneer in the business as well. For many years, Mickey Gilley lived in the shadow of his well-known cousin, Jerry Lee Lewis, a successful rock and roll singer and musician in the 1950s and early 1960s. Mickey Gilley grew up in Louisiana, just across the Mississippi River, from where Jerry Lee grew up. Mickey, Jerry Lee, and their cousin Jimmy Swaggart all played together as children. Jerry Lee taught the other two his personal piano style. They sang both boogie-woogie and gospel music, but Mickey did not become a professional singer until Jerry Lee hit the top of the charts in the 1950s. Mickey then cut a few singles and played sessions in New Orleans with producer Huey P. Moe. His record, Call Me Shorty, on the Dot label, sold well in 1958. It was in the 1960s that he played at many of the clubs and bars, gaining a following primarily in Pasadena. Apollo Records released Mickey's first album, Down the Line, in 1967. He had a minor hit for that album called Now I Can Live Again. In 1970, Mickey Gilley joined in a partnership with Sherwood Choir. Sherwood owned the club under the name Shelley's. His first nightclub in Pasadena, Texas, called Gilley's Club. It was later became known as the world's biggest honky-tonk. Gilly's Club and its mechanical bull were portrayed in the 1980 film Urban Cowboy. He shared Gilly's Club with Sherwood Cryer as a partnership, who asked Gilly to reopen his former bar with him. The club portion of Gilly's burned in 1990, and the rodeo arena portion was raised in 2005 to make room for a school, which is now on that property. In 1974, Mickey recorded a song that originally was only supposed to be recorded for fun, the song you just heard, A Room Full of Roses, which was a one-time hit for George Morgan many years ago. The song was released by Astro Records that year, and then Playboy Records got a hold of the single and obtained national distribution for A Room Full of Roses. From then on, Gilly was signed to Playboy Records, working with his longtime friend Eddie Kilroy as producer. Room Full of Roses became the song that put Mickey Gilly on the national radar, hitting the very top of the country charts that year, as well as making it to number 50 on the pop music charts as well. He then continued to have a string of top 10 hits throughout his illustrious career. Some of the hits that included songs like the Bill Anderson song, City Lights, George Jones's The Window Up Above, Sam Cooke's Bring It On Home to Me, and he remained a very popular country music act throughout the 1970s.
The orchid is a flower that blooms so tenderly. To thrill the fairest lady of the land. It placed beside a blushing rose, the rose could not compare. A power such as I had to understand. I overlooked an orchid while searching for a rose. The orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I find, my dear, was you. The rose has lost its color, but the orchid stays the same. And I'm alone to face these lonely years. I didn't see the orchid. I was looking for a rose. And now I pay the price with bitter tears. While searching for a rose, the orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I found, my dear, was you.
At the time, Mickey Gilly had an uncanny ability of picking up some old standard songs that were recorded many years before by other entertainers, putting his own spin onto those songs, and especially adding that special signature piano sound, making them his own. And then, of course, they became hits again, including that song, I Overlooked an Orchid, which was originally recorded by Carl Smith many years ago. He did the same thing for a George Jones classic that became a chart record for Mickey Gilly, one called The Window Up Above.
Thank you.
a new way of life that I love so. But I can see the clouds are gathering, and the storm will wreck our home. For last night he held you tightly, and you didn't even show. This is true, for I've been watching,
watching
from the window up above. You must have thought that I was sleeping, thought I wish that I had been. But it's best to get to know you and the way your heart can sing. I thought we belonged together, and our hearts fit like a glove. But I was wrong, I was watching,
watching
from the window of above. The teardrop started as I listened on and on. I heard you whisper to him softly that our marriage is all wrong. Well, I hope he makes you high.
Watching
from the window up above. I lost mine while I was watching,
watching you
from the window up above. A bright array of city lights, as far as I can see, the great white way shines through the night for lonely guys like me. The cabarets and honky-tonks, they're flashing signs and by. The broken heart to lose itself in the glow of city light. That say forget her name in a glass of sherry wine. Lights that offer other girls for empty hearts like mine. They paint a pretty picture of the world that's gay and bright, and it's just a mask for loneliness behind those city lights. The world was dark, God made the stars to brighten up the night. But the God who put those stars above, I don't believe he made those lights. It's just a place for me to cry when things don't turn out right. Just a place to run away and hide behind those steady lights. Lights that say forget her love in a different atmosphere. Lights that lure are nothing but a masquerade for tears. They paint a pretty picture, but my arms can't hold them tight. And I just can't say that I love you to a street of city lights. No, I just can't say that I love you to a street of
city lights.
Mickey Gilley, as we remember him tonight during the Hits Radio show, Mickey passed away this past Saturday at the age of 86 after certainly an illustrious career in the business. Mickey Gilley would become one of the top-selling acts in country music, not only at his, of course, very historic a nightclub in Pasadena, Texas, and spurned the urban cowboy movement as well. He always kept his music with a mix of honky-tonk and added that great country politan sound as well to his music throughout the 1970s and 1980s as well.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, go! I'm a girl. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels, of the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks, and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes, and I wake up with a number 1, I swear I'll never do it anymore. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels, of the backstreet boys. Criticize the girls at all, 'cause I'm no Robert Redford, even Overhaul. But we all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Now ain't it funny, ain't it strange, the way a man's opinions change when he starts to face that lonely night. All the girls, they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels, of the backstreet boys. The fallen angels.
Following the Urban Cowboy movie, Mickey enjoyed a string of 6 number one hits right after the movie came out, including songs including True Love Ways, A Headache Tomorrow, or A Heartache Tonight, the old Cindy Walker song You Don't Know Me, and this number one record called Lonely Nights.
Don't mean to waste your time. I just need someone to talk to, if you don't mind. Well, I fought the loneliness, but tonight I'm just too weak to fight. I can take the lonely days, but I can't take these lonely nights. Are you alone?
I just need someone to lean on. I'm not playing any games. So sit down here beside me and let me buy you a glass of red rose wine. I can take the lonely days, but I can't take these lonely nights. If it seems I'm holding on, letting go, it just isn't easy when you're sleeping all alone. So let's forget about tomorrow. Beg, steal, or borrow. Just a little time. I can take the lonely days, but I can't take these lonely nights. Yes, I can take the lonely days, but I can't take these lonely nights.
I can take these lonely days, but I can't take these lonely nights. Mickey Gilley, who we're honoring tonight on the Hits Radio program, a true great country music legend of our business. Mickey Gilley was very kind to us throughout the years, and I guess we took buses to his show in Branson about every year during the last 20-plus years, including this past October, whenever he was kind enough to just host our group. We had 110 people with us, and he hosted our group after his performance with a special question and answer meet and greet session just for our people that were at his show in Branson that afternoon. And certainly he was very kind and was a frequent guest on our Hits Radio program. I went back and picked up one of the times we had an opportunity to spend a little bit of time in Branson, backstage with Mickey Gilley, talking about his career in this business. Visiting with Mr. Mickey Gilley. Mickey, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Having a great time here in Branson.
Your career kind of really began in Texas.
Absolutely. Well, it started back in 1971 was the breaking point for me because I opened a nightclub up with a gentleman in Pasadena, Texas. I had struggled in the music business for many years before we opened the nightclub Gilley's, and then things began to slowly make a turn at that time.
Gilley's was actually a small place to begin with.
Yeah, it seated about 750 people, but with all the success I was having with the television show and the recordings and traveling on tour with Conway Loretta after I had the hits, we had installed the mechanical bull. Gilley's grew to become what the Guinness Book of Records eventually listed as the world's largest honky-tonk.
Your recording career actually began and also helped to increase the size of Gilley's whenever you recorded Room Full of Roses.
Absolutely. I recorded Room Full of Roses I recorded it in 1973. And of course it went number one in 1974, but it was released locally in the Houston market in 73, and then I leased it to the Playboy Record Division in L.A., and they took it to number one across the nation. So it was a 1974 hit for me.
You had a substantial amount of recordings before that time.
Absolutely. I recorded many, many different recordings. I had a local hit in the Houston market in 1959-1960, the old Warner Mac song called Is It Wrong for Loving You, and yes. Then I had a song called Lonely Wine in 1963-1964. And then it took another 10 years to pass before I had any successful recordings nationally, but 1974, when Room Full of Roses was released on the national scene, it was my first number one song.
And the next 2 years were phenomenal. I know you swept the awards in 1976.
Yeah, I was very fortunate because the Academy of Country Music, they handed me 5 awards in that particular night. Of course, I still, I talk about it on the show a little bit just to make comical comments about it. It got to a point where it was almost embarrassing, you know, because, I mean, it was a night that they gave me every kind of award that I could think of, just about, except for the Female Vocalist Award. But it was a big night in my life, and I'll remember it from now on. It was a lot of fun.
Another very important aspect in your life was whenever the urban cowboy craze began. You really helped to start that, didn't you?
Well, actually, what happened on the urban cowboy was the fact is that my business partner installed a mechanical bull at Gilly's, and it was a rodeo training device. It never was meant to be in a entertainment establishment, but he installed the mechanical bull, and everything really turned around at that particular point in time, because everybody wanted to ride that mechanical bull.
Do you think that led to even more commercial success for your recordings?
I think that the fact that John Travolta came down and danced on the dance floor with Gilly's, and everything started moving in a little bit different direction at that time. And I met this particular producer, Jim Ed Norman, that recorded Stand By Me. Because after that happened, I had, I think 9 number one songs with him, and that was quite a string of hits back in the 80s.
Why did you decide to move to Branson, Missouri?
Well, everything started slowing down as far as my recordings were concerned, and me and my business partner, we had gotten into a little squabble about Gilly's, how filthy and dirty it was, and I asked him if he wouldn't try to fix the club up. Because my ultimate goal was to play Gilly's on the weekends and not have to work, you know, as many nights for the week, and I could stay home. It didn't turn out that way. I guess the hand of fate sometimes, you know, has a way of putting its hand on your shoulder and say, well, things are going to change a little bit for you. And Branson's been a blessing in disguise because it's everything that I've ever wanted. I have a chance to hone my skills because I got my own theater, and we got the sound, the lights. We're not oversized to whether we got to be embarrassed if we don't have a packed house every night. It seats less than 1,000 people, and we've been doing around 700 to 900 people a night, and I can't complain about that. That's wonderful. And the main thing is we're able to entertain the audience at a smaller crowd. And of course, having the guy that works with me on the steel guitar, Joey, he's such a trip.
From Texas also.
Yeah, we just have a good time together. And the people really get off when he slams me, you know. So I'm starting to promote him a little bit too here in Branson. I'm putting him on the billboards with me. Because a lot of people don't know that we got comedy, you know.
And you still get to fly back, I understand, to Texas very often.
I'm only doing 6 shows. I tell everybody that I'm semi-retired, although it don't look like it, I guess, because I do 6 shows a week. And the only afternoon show it is on Thursday afternoon. I do Thursday afternoon, then I get my airplane and I fly to Texas. So I'm home Thursday night and Friday night, and I come back and play Saturday. But I enjoy aviation, so it works for me. And I get to do 6 shows, and that's enough, and it's enough to pay the bills and to take care of the guys that work in the band and the theater people. And I'm not trying to get rich in Branson. I'm just trying to have a comfortable, living as far as doing what I love to do, and that's perform.
Had a couple of aviation experiences lately, I understand. Is that right?
Yeah, I broke an oil line on my Baron, and the critical engine, the left side, oil started spewing out of it, so I had to shut it down. I had to land on one, and I made the announcement on the radio. I said, this is a 541 uniform approaching runway 29, point lookout. And I said, I've got an engine out. And the guy came back on Unicom to me, and he said, are you practicing, or is this for real? And I said, sir, this is the real thing, and I've never done it, actually. I'd practiced it before, because you have to, you know, have a multi-engine license. I said, I've practiced this, and I've done very well in my practice sessions. I said, but this is the real thing. And I said, come outside and grade me, and see how I do. Of course, I landed a little bit long and a little bit hot, because I wanted to make sure I got to the runway. And I used all the runway up, but when I was touched down, he said, good job.
Were you a little nervous?
But let me put it like this. I was concerned because I never had, it's kind of odd to look out there and see that prop completely stopped, you know. I'm used to seeing them turning. And that's the first time I ever had to land one with it completely feathered.
Wow.
So it was a little bit different.
What does the future hold for Mickey Gilley?
I don't know. I'm just enjoying what I'm doing. I'm having a great time doing what I do. I have a great time with the fans.
Sure.
I sign autographs after every show except on Thursday afternoon. And that gives me a chance to leave early and try to get home. I like what I do, and I have fun doing what I do. The only downside to everything is because I'm not at my home in Texas. This is a situation where the family's back there, and I'm here. But I'm having a pretty good time. I can't complain. I get to play golf every day. I go to the gym, work out in the mornings. So I really can't complain, except for the fact is I'm gone from home.
Anything you want to tell your friends down in Central Texas?
Well, I'd just like to tell them, you know, I'd like to invite them to come up to Branson and see some of the shows. There's some great shows here in Branson. I think that the folks that come to Branson have a great time. I certainly hope they'll come by and see an old Texas boy, even though I came out of Louisiana. I think we have an entertaining show, and I think that they would enjoy this if they come to the show. They get a lot of laughs. They get to hear the songs that I've had down through the years. And like I tell the people, I can't do all the songs that were number one, but I try to do as many as I can. We try to do variety. That's when I opened the show with the number one rock and roll CNW Boogie Blues Man. I use that as a theme song because we do so much variety. I'm going to do, in the second half of the show, I even do a Frank Sinatra song.
That's great.
So I just have a good time doing what I do, and I'd like for the people to come down and join us and have a great time. And I think we have some great food over next door at the restaurant, too.
We were there this afternoon.
Well, yeah.
Take 49 of our Texans over there. And Mickey, I appreciate you taking out all this time.
Tracy, it's my pleasure, and thanks for having me on the show.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Darling, I love the things you say. Talk to me. Talk to me. In your own sweet, gentle way. Let me hear. Tell me you love me so. Talk to me, talk to me. Tell me what I want to know.
Mickey Gilley, one called Talk to Me. For his contributions to the recording industry, Mickey Gilley has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He also turned his attention to Branson, Missouri, where he built a theater, and which was soon to be a boomtown for the country music industry. On March the 2nd, 2002, Mickey, along with his two famous cousins, Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart, were inducted into the Delta Music Museum Hall of Fame in Faraday, Louisiana, their hometown. Gilley also appeared on the Urban Cowboy episode number 9 in the third season of American Pickers, which aired on September the 5th, 2011. In 2012, he signed a Branson-based vocal group, Six, to a three-year lease to perform at his theater, and then he wound up selling the theater, but it was remaining the Mickey Gilley Theater. He returned to Branson to work periodically at the theater, and also returned to the studio in 2017 and released the album Kick It Down the Road the same year. In 2018, he teamed up with his longtime friend Troy Payne to record the CD Two Old Cats, a CD containing 13 country music duets.
Treat me badly. but we'll know why. Just you and I, no true love waits. No true love waits. No true love waits.
Mickey Gilley and True Love Waits. As we're remembering the great Mickey Gilley tonight on the Hits radio program. Personally, Mickey Gilley was married to his first wife, Geraldine Garrett, was in 1953, whenever he was 17 years old. They divorced in 1961. She was the mother of three of his four children, Keith, Michael, and Kathy. She passed away on March the 6th, 2010. Mickey's second wife, whom he married in 1962, was Vivian McDonald, and together they had a son, Gregory. She died in 2019. Mickey and his longtime friend and business associate, Cindy, were married in June of 2020. In July of 2009, Mickey was helping a neighbor move some furniture when he fell with a love seat that actually fell on top of him, crushing four of his vertebrae. The incident left him temporarily paralyzed from the neck down, but after intense physical therapy, he was able to walk again, and he returned to the stage in Branson a year later. However, he still lacked the hand-eye coordination necessary to play the piano. So after the accident, he was not able to play his piano any longer. But he still performed at the theater, entertaining folks from literally around the world.
First love, there's been others before me, but I'm the one that's got you now. That's all that matters to me.
Gilley received a string of awards throughout his illustrious career, including Top New Male Vocalist in 1974, Most Promising Male Artist of the Year in 1976, Top Male Vocalist in 1976, Song of the Year for the song Don't the Girls All Get Prettier at Closing Time in 1976, also Single of the Year for Bring It On Home to Me, and Album of the Year, Gilley Smokin' in 1976. The Academy of Country Music also gave him the Entertainer of the Year Award, and he was inducted into the Delta Music Hall of Fame in 2002 for his many hits and dedication to the music industry. Here's Mickey doing one of his big hits. Here's one called A Headache Tomorrow.
Well, if the whiskey doesn't get me, I know the memories will. 'Cause you've left a hole in my heart too deep to fill. But a drink or two, maybe three or four, for a while you're out of sight. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. The sun goes down, the blues come around, and the choice is black and white. Low down and lonesome, high as a kite. When you can't win for losing, you know it's just not right. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. No matter which one you choose, you lose. But I know which one I'll take. When the sun comes up tomorrow, something's gonna ache. If I can take a pill to kill the pain, I know I'll be alright. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. The sun goes down, the blues come around, the choice is black and white. When you can't win by losing, you know it's just not right. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. The sun goes down, the blues come around, and the choice is black and white.
Everybody, this is Mickey Gilley, and you're listening to KNEL. Stay tuned for the best in country music. Who knows? Tracy might even play a Mickey Gilley song.
Just
Mickey Gilley and Lordy, 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 Miss Claudie. And certainly we're going to miss Mickey Gilley. What a legendary figure of our country music business. Once again, Mickey Gilley passing away after a brief illness in Branson, Missouri last Saturday afternoon at the age of 86. Memorial service for Mickey will be held May the 27th at the theater that bears his name in Branson, Missouri. His contributions to country music are immense, and of course 17 number one records plus. On top of that, he enjoyed over 30 hit records, millions of copies sold, and of course he was the one that actually started the great urban cowboy movement as well. We'll end our tribute to Mickey Gilley tonight with the song that he ended all of his shows with throughout his career. This also off of the Urban Cowboy soundtrack. Here's Mickey Gilley doing one called Stand By Me.
Has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. Do I won't be afraid? No, I won't be afraid. Crumble and fall, and the mountains should fall to the sea. Do I won't be afraid? No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you.
This is 95.3 FM, KNEL-FM.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.